Croft. I'd like to read you some poetry, some of the poems that are my favorite. Crowd, I suddenly behold your small, proud head, so like a queen for grace, bearing its weight of spun and twisted gold like an old crown on an imperial face. When through the chime of gossip and the cries, I meet your glance, amused, serene, and bright with some small secret, and behold your eyes leap into laughter and immediate light, then as a bird might hear repeated over his own song done, the same familiar part from distant boughs and from the absent lover, and with that single beauty fill his heart, I hear all other sounds, all other words, dwindle to silence like the sound of birds. I ride the great black horses of my heart with reins of steel across their flying hair. So slow are they to halt, so swift to start, the stormy-breasted stallions of despair. Dark as the night and fretful as the air, fleeter than hounds that go with bellies thinned, my wrists of all their strength have none to spare when those black hunters lean upon the wind. What if the sudden thunder of their feet wakes like a dream some farmer from his rest? Dreams had I too, farmer, before these fleet steeds of the night had broken from their nest. Their weary flanks are green and white with foam. Sleep, brother, sleep. I bring my horses home. Thank you. slipped the sailly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter's silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done a hundred things you have not dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the wind-swept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew. And while with silence-lifting mind I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touch the face of God. Within, I cower to the earth, I waking, I only. High and cold thou dreamest, O queen, high dreaming and lonely. We have slept too long, who can hardly win the white one flame and the night long crying. The viewless passes, the world's low sighing, with desire, with yearning to the fire unburning, to the heatless fire, to the flameless ecstasy. Helpless I lie, and around me the feet of thy watchers tread. There is a rumor and a radiance of wings above my head, an intolerable radiance of wings. All the earth grows fire, white lips of desire brushing cool on the forehead, croon slumbrous things. Earth fades, and the air is thrilled with ways, dewy paths full of comfort, and radiant bands, the gracious presence of friendly hands, help the blind one, the glad one, who stumbles and strays, stretching wavering hands up, up through the praise of a myriad silver trumpets, through cries to all glory, to all gladness, to the infinite height. to the gracious, the unmoving, the mother eyes, and the laughter and the lips of light. Is like a singing bird whose nest is in a watered chute. My heart is like an apple tree whose boughs are bent with thick-set fruit. My heart is like a rainbow shell that paddles in a halcyon sea. My heart is gladder than all these because my love has come to me. Raise me a dais of silken down, hang it with vair and purple dyes, carve it in doves and pomegranates and peacocks with 100 eyes. Work it in gold and silver grapes, in leaves and silver fleur-de-lis. Because the birthday of my life is come, my love is come to me. Enjoyed these poems and the music which Milton Charles has played at the organ. The poems I read were by Robert Nathan, Rupert Brooke, Christina Rossetti, and John G. McGee, Jr. This is Mary Jane Croft saying good night, and this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.